Welcome and thank you for joining us. It is the 22nd day of July, 2013, a momentous day. The future King of England has been born, and he has been christened Count Dracula the 27th. We'll be right back to break down this momentous day.
Tonight, on the InfoWars Nightly News, alternative media forces the mainstream to report on Russia's full combat readiness. Then, the UK censorship of the internet kicks into high gear, and Detroit continues to crumble. All that and InfoWars exclusive content of the new royal baby photos coming up on the InfoWars Nightly News.
In honor of the Duchess of Cambridge giving birth to the new parasite, I will be conducting the entire InfoWars Nightly News in a fictitious British accent. I am just overwhelmed with love of the new Transylvanian heir to the Saxe-Coburg-Gotha dynasty. Royal baby arrives. The Duchess Kate gives birth to a baby boy. And we have all the news here. Her Royal Highness, the Duchess of Cambridge, was safely delivered of a son at 4:24 p.m. The statement says the baby weighs 8 libs, 6 ounces. Now, let us take you to an Infowars.com exclusive from the hospital as Her Highness, Her Majesty, fabulous birth, a twin birth, ladies and gentlemen. She has decided to gestate clones of the Vice President and the President.
It's Paul Joseph Watson with Infowars.com, and we've scooped them all. We've got exclusive footage of the birth of the royal baby. Here it is.
Joe Biden. Ah! Joe Biden. And then the President himself. The Holy One. He built it. He did it. Obama is now royalty and will have his groom. They will groom his stool. Change his diapers. Your Majesty Obama. Ah, truly a beautiful young boy. And you can hear Watson continuing then to compare the British monarchy and royalty to North Korean hereditary dictatorships. Let's move along from the birth of Joe Biden and Obama. Who knew that they were genetically engineered twins and that both of them are actually from Krypton? As Obama once said, but actually Krypton is where control freak collectivist monsters come from, not the good guys. Let's move on to our glorious bondage, our financial bondage. Mike Adams at naturalnews.com has a important report out quoting the different Detroit administrators in the Detroit Free Press that they're facing a $3.5 billion shortfall and that is exactly how much is in the government pensions. So look for more of that. And the Detroit mayor warns everyone and says, we may be one of the first, but we absolutely will not be the last. No, they plan to bankrupt everyone. You wonder how much debt the bankers will put us in by design, whatever it takes to bankrupt us to them. They get the whole world through nothing but fraud. Let's talk about some of the other cities on the verge of collapse. Philadelphia, unfunded liability, $9 billion. That's 16 plus grand per household. And no matter how much you pay off or how many tickets they write, there'll always be more. Chicago, unfunded liability of $44.8 billion or $41,000 per household. Boston, $7.5 billion. It just goes on and on. St. Paul, Minnesota, I've been everywhere, man. It's a song about collapsing banks everywhere, man. Collapsing cities everywhere, man. Yeah, the globalists have been everywhere, man. Jacksonville, $4 billion. New York City, $122 billion. Baltimore, $3.7 billion. Detroit, $6.4 billion. Fort Worth, $2 billion. On and on and on. And that's just the beginning. There's hundreds of towns and cities going bankrupt. The wonders of globalism. And, but don't worry, Obama's got a jobs program traveling all over the country. He says he's going to get things moving big time. Well, I tell you what, he is by shipping General Motors to China and paying for it with taxpayer money. By the way, the media is finally reporting, weeks after we covered it, that the Russians have been having major drills and threatening basically to attack Israel over Israel blowing up some of their troops with missiles in Syria. Media finally begins reporting on Russian combat readiness after alternative news forces them to. And that's really our greatest power in the alternative people's media, is to force real news out there and to make the establishment media report on it here. Russia again conducts largest military exercise since Soviet era, saying that it's in a direct response to what Israel and others have been up to. Okay, let's shift gears now to the distraction du jour from all the real news, like what's happening with Russia. And no, that's not the devil from the Discovery Channel Bible series, even though putting a hoodie on Obama, it's a spinning image. Whoa. I mean, maybe Obama actually starred as the devil. But the point is, as we already showed you baby pictures, now we're showing you adult pictures. But the point here is that actor James Woods has dismantled Obama's racist opportunism, writes Kurt Nemo at InfoWars.com. Following Obama's absurd I'm Trayvon commentary on Friday, see, he's a victim now, too. The irascible actor took Obama to task for the political stunt. He noted there are millions of other teenage boys in America who do not elicit a peep from El Presidente. James Woods wrote, just curious, does the President of the United States have any advice for other teenage boys in America? Wounded warriors, for example? The only reason people lock their car doors when Obama walks by is they're afraid he'll tax them to death. So great job, Woods, exposing these race-baiting pimps. And one final little schniblet of news here. UK blocks porn, just like the UK has previously claimed they would do this, and then use it to go after political opposition. They've got it in Australia as well. The Prime Minister is saying it's our job to do this. But then when you read deeper into the article by Paul Joseph Watson, the British government and others are in there admitting that they plan to shut down alternative news, calling it conspiracy theories.
Just because it's the internet doesn't mean there shouldn't be laws and rules and also responsible behavior, right? First of all, there is the international collaboration between countries that's going to be necessary. So as I say, this is the start of a journey. But there is also the option of introducing stronger laws here in the UK, and I don't rule that out.
So again, it's global governance. When governments are on record running the white slavery, the child kidnapping, the snuff films. I mean, just look into UN child sex trafficking or DynCorp child sex trafficking or any of this. I mean, they're the globalists are the mafia. They run most of the drugs. They launder the money. They run all the vices. And then they use the crises they create to power grab. Kind of like they launched Stuxnet against Iran. The U.S. and Israel did, and now they're saying, we need to have cybersecurity and take your web freedom and tax the web to fund it because of Stuxnet. Like, we're so stupid, we don't know what's going on with that. We're going to have a quick break and come back in studio. David Knight's going to be joining me in just a minute or so to break down some of the incredible final entries and some of the leaders of the pack in the Operation Paul Revere film contest. Some of these videos are simply astonishingly amazing, and that's coming up after this break. Stay with us.
Now you can watch Alex Jones live at InfoWars.com/show.
You'll find links to all of our content there and a free 15-day trial for Prison Planet TV.
You can also browse the network, the InfoWars Nightly News,
and over 60 movies and documentaries all together in one place.
You can watch the Alex Jones Radio Show live as it happens.
So check it out, InfoWars.com/show.
The important thing about the Pro One filter today is that the material we use for removing fluoride and other heavy metals now will remove the latest form of fluoride called hydrofluorosilicic acid. There's no other fluoride reduction filter out there that will remove that type of fluoride. And it's extremely important because today we're hearing more and more cities are using that form of fluoride.
We've been having medication forced on us through the water system for quite a while. Most people don't realize it. Most people don't realize the negative effects of fluoride.
There's a wide range of health effects that are attributed to fluoride.
Bottom line, Why should somebody get this new Pro One ProPure filter?
The reason to buy the Pro One, it's an all-in-one filter. It's convenient, easy to use. It doesn't require the add-on fluoride filter. And in addition, this filter removes the latest form of fluoride called hydrofluorosilicic acid.
And welcome back to this Monday edition of InfoWars Nightly News. I believe in empowering the grassroots engine of liberty. And that's why a few months ago we announced the contest for $115,000, the first prize being $100,000, for the Operation Paul Revere film contest. And it has been a gigantic success. Millions and millions of views already on YouTube and other platforms, over 600 films that fit the requirements, and we're now down to the top 35. And the one reason I don't like doing a contest like this is that I hate the fact that everybody can't be a cash prize winner. But I want to explain to everyone out there, your labor of love, putting out your idea of liberty. I mean, what a diverse contest where it could be on the Second Amendment, or it could be on gardening, or it could be an animation. It could be about drones. It could be about the NSA. It could be about history. It could be comedy. Just incredible stuff. I mean, some of this is better than what I see on Discovery Channel, History Channel, HBO. I am blown away, and I am just honored that there are so many amazing filmmakers out there that are aware of InfoWars.com and aware of what we do here, and that you were involved in this, because this is a truly grassroots thing that has happened. And again, it is bittersweet that everybody can't be a winner, but I'm already pressing my luck financially having a contest this big. We wanted it to be large, and so now on this Monday edition, it just went live minutes ago. You can go to InfoWars.com and link through, or go to InfoWars.com/Paul. And we now have the top 35 up there on the site. You can go to the bottom and see all of the entries that made the cut. Now, again, even if you're not in the 300 or so videos that are up there, or you're not the top 35 contestants, you are a winner. We've had film contests before where, you know, people put such time and energy into it, and they don't win, and then they get completely bummed out. Or they didn't get showcased on the show, or I didn't talk about it. Folks, believe me, this place is like the Jawa sandcrawler in Star Wars, okay? We're all working hard. We're going in too many directions. We've got the heart for it. We've got the brain for it, but we bite off a lot more than we can chew. So understand, ladies and gentlemen, that again, we are honored by what you've done and very, very thankful from the bottom of my heart. I salute everyone that entered this. Now, in the next 10 minutes or so that we have left, I'd like David Knight, who's really honchoed this whole thing more than anybody, on top of all the other work you've done hosting my radio show, Nightly News, everything, I want to thank you for what you've done.
It's a pleasure to be involved with this. You know, when we started out with this, the whole intention was not even to do a website, because we had everybody put Operation Paul Revere so they'd be able to find it on YouTube, and that was really going to be just a YouTube-distributed film festival there that way. But putting it, we had so much good stuff. We wanted to take, like, the top third or so of the entries and feature them on a website so it'd be easier for people to see it. So when people go there and they can see, you know, the top third or so according to our opinion, and, of course, you know, our opinion is just that. And you're going to find a lot of people are going to respond. Maybe if you're a first-time filmmaker, they're still going to respond to your content. So it's a real win for these people to do this, because they can still have an effect on the entire world, you know, because this is up on YouTube. So they can still have an effect on other people. If they're a new filmmaker, it's something that's going to be beneficial for them to hone their skills. But we're real happy with the results that we got there.
I gave a speech recently, and a lady came who was from California, who had a great entry in the reporter contest, but she didn't win. And then she said, and you didn't play it on the news. And she almost had tears in her eyes. And so that's why I was apologizing to people. I mean, really, there's nothing to apologize for. We're doing the best job we can. But you still feel bad when these are fellow liberty lovers, and everything they did touched us. I mean, I probably watched 300 of the 600 entries. And that got in the way of even my home life. You guys helped going through them all. We're victims of our own success, but everybody collectively as individuals, really just did a fabulous job. That's why I keep saying to everybody out there, this is amazing what's happened. So don't feel bad if you didn't win. Now tell us the schedule of the announcements in the next week. And then also, let's play clips from, three, of the top 35 that we're showcasing here.
Finalists today, third place winner will be Thursday, second place winner on Friday, and then a week from today will be the grand prize winner announcement.
Okay, so they'll see the top 35 right now at Infowars.com/Paul. And then later in the week, we will start counting down towards first place next Monday.
That's right. Yeah, Thursday, Friday, and then the following Monday will be the grand prize winner, the $100,000 prize. So Thursday will be the $5,000. Friday will be the $10,000, and Monday will be the $100,000 winner.
And after this is all over, I want to go back through the 600 entries and continue to air these on the nightly news.
Absolutely, because it's so rich in terms of the way, as you mentioned, the diversity of the way that people did it, as well as the topics that they did. There's a lot of stuff out there. And
well, so, I think that's why I'm so bummed out, is that we don't have the crew or the people to even do this justice. I mean, it's a monumental job.
And how do you compare a really good action film to a really good cartoon satire? You know what I'm saying? They're different genres. I mean, even at the Oscars, they eventually have to get down to a best picture, you know, but they pick best of in each of these categories. And many times people have said it's just a shame you can't leave it at the nominees, you know, and it's a shame we can't have it even broader than that. That's why we created the website, put up a couple hundred of these, because we wanted to get more exposure to the different topics.
And who knows how work that people have done will affect other folks.
That's right.
I mean, this is, I thought if we got 100 good entries that this would have been a success. I would say out of about 600, what, 300 were really good? And again, a lot of the stuff that hit the cutting room floor didn't even make the 600 or the 300 is better than what I was doing 17 years ago.
Absolutely. And there were some really good documentaries that people did. Some of them that we didn't include because we were trying to kind of skew this towards original content. And so, you know, there's just some judgments like that that are made that were specific to this contest that, you know, it's just, we try to get a broad consensus, too, of the staff. So we had everybody look at multiple times.
Exactly. That's the next phase of this, the real phase of this. The, you know, the money was just the focal point to show how important this was. Phase two is these films reach millions of people, so that's a win for everybody. Phase three is maybe your film didn't win, but you can be a regional reporter for us. Maybe you're the winner, but it doesn't work out that you're going to make films with us. Maybe somebody who was like fifth place ends up coming and working here.
That's right.
I mean, we're really just trying to see who in 2 months could go out and make an original film.
That's right. And maybe somebody will get their work seen by someone else, you know, that'll... not only just waking people up, but maybe from a professional standpoint, they'll get their work exposed.
Absolutely. So tell us about these three clips we're about to go to.
We've actually got four. First one is one that was actually done by a family, and it was a lot of fun, so I wanted to talk about it tonight. They basically do a parody of Monopoly, so let's take a quick look at that. So that's just a trailer. They have that trailer at the beginning of their video, so they have video after that. We're trying to keep this short, just 1 minute.
No, but I love that one.
They do things like, you know, they instead of a community chess, they have a community organizer. We pull cards out and have things like go directly to jail for rudely displaying a firearm, or you've been elected chairman of the Fed, pay each player $50 in useless currency. It's a lot of fun, and a family did that. That we really like that.
Somebody should come out with a New World Order Monopoly.
That's right. Well, Parker Brothers will probably sue you because they do have a monopoly on that.
And again, the children are now learning how to filmmake. It's a family thing. Right. I mean, this is just win-win-win.
Right, absolutely.
This gets people off the bench. We salute that family.
Now, the next one we've got is Clandestine, and this is something that a filmmaker did out of Puerto Rico, and he was talking about how he put everything together with a large crew and really started as soon as he heard about the film. And it's all there. I mean, he's got a lot of special effects. He's a good storyline. And
who knows? He may not win. I haven't finally judged these last ones yet. I've got to do that in the next week. We still haven't decided yet. But he's winning by taking action and is probably going to get a job in Hollywood.
That's right. I mean, he put together a pretty good clip here in just that short period of time. And that's the thing, too, is a very compressed time period for people to work in.
Absolutely. Here it is.
Incoming call.
Yeah, Frank, go ahead.
Gideon, I've been trying to contact you all morning. They kidnapped Ross. They're after the EDL.
Wait a minute, who's they?
Through the global media and internet, by a global league of tyrants. Most of the major wars, political upheavals, and economic depressions of past years were carefully orchestrated by an extremely powerful and influential group of individuals. Their goal was to create a one-world fascist government.
So it's kind of a Project Bluebeam, where he does like a worldwide transmission at the end, but it had really good special effects. What I liked about it was the hero is actually an honorable guy. You know, he's actually got morals to him. So it's an interesting film, really good special effects, good action film.
What was the name of the video that was so good about the globalist launch nuclear attacks and they say it's aliens? That one was really good.
Yeah, yeah.
It's about the world united, new world order.
Yes.
It's how they roll it.
That came in late. That we've got that in honorable mention. But he didn't get that ready until sometime in June. So that's an honorable mention. And we've included an honorable mention, some that were done early, some that were done late. And so,
bummer. I didn't know that was one of the...
Oh, yeah, it's really well done. Yeah, so we wanted to feature that. That's why we created that honorable mention.
See, we're not just on the news tonight. We're actually having a meeting about the contest right now. All right, let's get to these other ones.
Okay, this next one is A Drop of Water. It's a story of some Christian missionaries who are going to Cambodia and trying to rebuild the people's spirit, not just the infrastructure. They're trying to help them materially, but they talk about the effect of Pol Pot and they talk about democide, how they did it and what it did to people. Let's take a look at that.
Today, 54% of the country is under the age of 30, and unwanted, malnourished orphans litter the streets, thrown away like garbage. And despite the UN occupation of the 90s, political corruption infests every level of government.
Khmer Rouge just taught the kids how to kill their parents, how to say that parents are enemy.
Pol Pot took away their ability to dream, and he managed to do that to a whole generation of people by making the young boy kill his young sister or kill his own mother. So making the husband kill the wife or the wife kill the husband.
To help us understand what the country experienced under Pol Pot and the Khmer Rouge, some of the boys brought us to Tol Slang Prison, also known as S-21. It was a school that was converted into a prison where suspects were interrogated under torture before being executed. The first group of people brought there were former members of government, the military, and police. Then it was journalists, writers, and artists. Then it was anyone with an education. Even people who wore glasses were suspected of being enemies of the people.
I can say right now, that's what I'm looking for. Mm-hmm. Just like hardcore reporting and on the scene, getting it done, very impressive. And that full video and full report is up at Infowars.com/Paul. Let's go to our final piece here.
The Purge. This is one that actually is a dramatization of how Homeland Security is moving against various groups. Let's take a quick look at that.
We're going to continue to purchase ammunition to keep it off the open market. This prevents these extremists from getting ammunition in their hands. Additionally, we've purchased 7,000 assault weapons. These weapons will be issued to newly formed FEMA Youth Corps brigades. It's apparent that the world has entered into a currency crisis and trade disputes that could actually lead to civil unrest and armed conflict. Now, in the past, extremists were easy to identify. They were skinheads, KKK members, radical political ideologists. Well, now it's becoming a little more difficult. This group includes anti-abortionists, pro-constitutionalists, believers in biblical end times, gun owners, and most importantly, military veterans.
Excuse me, but military veterans are not extremists.
And believers in end times? That's like every Christian in America. That's millions and millions of people. And they're good people.
Schreiben Sie die Idee Nummer und was Sie gesagt, waren Sie noch im Raum?
Man, that I want to work with those guys. God,
yeah. Wasn't that a great touch where he bends over and says,
But the way they illustrate, that's really what's going on.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But instead, they've already got people in there. They've already purged the people. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Wow.
And that turns into an action film later on, too. So.
And see, I'll be honest, I haven't even seen that yet. The problem is I get home, my wife, she's right. She goes, you don't even talk to the kids. You're watching these movies all day. She goes, you never used to be on the computer the whole time you're at home.
That's right.
Yeah. All right, well, listen, great job. We're already over. I've told the crew, as you know, we're going to try to shoot for 30 minutes the next month or so to show we have discipline instead of three-hour shows and, you know, exhausting the reporters. Great job, David Knight, and we'll have more in the next few nights here.
Okay, great. Great.
Thank Ladies you, and gentlemen, thank you. Yeah, we're not just the news here. We're making the news in the resistance, and you're doing it. And I just am honored to be working with people like you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're normally going to have more news at the end of each show, but tonight I'm going to cut it off right there. I just want to encourage everybody to support real filmmakers like the folks that put out State of Mind, The History of Mind Control, The Present, and The Future. It's available on Blu-ray and DVD, and every order gets a free Citizen Rulebook and bumper stickers. We put this out for free after it was on the nightly news last week. It's already been seen over 200,000 times. It'll be seen by millions of people. But we can't make these films, because I was involved helping them, I'm in it, and we can't distribute these if you don't buy them. So I want to thank all the PrisonPlanet.tv subscribers. Be sure and share your membership. 11 people can log on simultaneously via Operation Awaken the Sleeping Giant. But please, if you have the capital, vote with your dollars. We're not like the government that comes and takes the money at gunpoint and then uses it against you. If you believe in what we're doing, get the film, watch it yourself, pass it on to others, have a viewing, donate it to your library, give it to a police officer, wake people up. Because if you are watching this, there's no secret room of patriots that are going to save everybody. It's us, so we're taking action. It's you, so you're taking action. You are the resistance. You are the answer. Great job to the crew, and hallelujah, we have a new king born, King Tyrant in England. That's it for this edition of InfoWars Nightly News.
Now you can watch The Alex Jones Show live as it happens at InfoWars.com/show.
You'll find links to all of our content there and a free 15-day trial for Prison Planet TV.
More than 60 movies and documentaries all in one place at InfoWars.com/show.